With National 8 of News, I'm Art Hughes in for Antonia Gonzalez. Voters all across the country are choosing among the highest number of Native candidates in history. The midterm election has more than 100 Native candidates running for state and federal offices and have poll watchers predicting a higher than normal turnout for Native voters. Meanwhile, a federal judge shot down a last-ditch effort to change a voter ID law in North Dakota before Election Day. U.S. District Judge Daniel Hovland rejected the Spirit Lake Tribe's challenge to a law requiring all voters present a valid ID with a current street address, as opposed to a post office box number. Similar to previous challenges, the Spirit Lake Tribe maintains the law disenfranchises up to 200 of its tribal members who don't have a physical address. Hovland said changing the law now, this close to Election Day, would create as much confusion as it would alleviate. Hovland is the judge who twice ruled in favor of tribes seeking to overturn the law, saying it disproportionately affected Native American voters. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned his ruling. The U.S. Supreme Court confirmed the appeals court decision. Members of the Crow Tribe of Montana are speaking out against their chairman's endorsement of Republican U.S. Senate candidate Matt Rosendale. Last week, A.J. Not Afraid says he supports the stance of Rosendale and President Donald Trump toward developing resources such as coal to help develop the tribe's long-term economic viability. Crow legislator Sean Reelbird told KTVH-TV that Not Afraid did not follow proper procedure in making the endorsement announcement.
In order for an official endorsement to occur, that the Crow legislature need to vote on a joint action resolution.
Rosendale is running a tight race against Democrat incumbent John Tester. He calls Not Afraid's endorsement the honor of a lifetime. Meanwhile, several Native officials wearing full regalia were prominently visible in the backdrop of Trump's rally for Rosendale in Montana Saturday. The appearance triggered a new controversy in the back and forth over Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's claim to Native ancestry. Sportscaster Brent Musburger sent a screenshot showing men behind Trump at the rally on Twitter with the caption, "Elizabeth Warren's relatives backing Trump in Montana." Warren recently released results of a DNA test she says points to distant Native heritage. Musburger is an announcer for the Oakland Raiders organization. An Albuquerque high school English teacher is on leave, accused of cutting a student's hair and making culturally insensitive comments. TV station KRQE News 13 reports both of the students involved in the incident are Native. The station reports the school district sent a note to parents apologizing and saying it was part of a Halloween stunt. District officials say the teacher made the remark toward one student and snipped the hair of another. The teacher was in costume and in character when it happened. The teacher is so far not identified, and the details of the comment she made are not available. The Indigenous Comic-Con wrapped up, their third annual event in Albuquerque over the weekend. The unique event drew an estimated 2,000 fans and participants from all over the country to Isleta Pueblo outside of Albuquerque. Cosplayer Desba Rose appeared on the show Native America Calling and said having Native representation in popular culture increases visibility and helps inspire others.
I mean, to me, it feels like very empowering. And also whenever I'm here, like even just like walking over here from my booth, there's all these kids here who know who I am. They know like what, you know, video game I'm from, but they see me in my moccasins and in my hair tied up in a bun, and they see themselves pretty much. And so it's a really empowering thing to, you know, see yourself in pop culture because we're often overlooked. And it just feels great, honestly.
The Comic-Con is expanding in the coming year with offshoots planned in Denver, Tucson, and Melbourne, Australia. With National Native News, I'm Art Hughes.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
As an American Indian or Alaska Native, you help elders, young people, and Native businesses when you exercise your right to vote November 6th. Your vote makes a difference in Washington, D.C. and at home. Go to nativevote.org for more information. Brought to you by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation. Support by BNSF Railway Company. BNSF honors the commitment of Armed Forces members and is a top employer for U.S. military veterans, hiring over 9,000 veterans since 2005. More at jobs.bnsf.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.